Now, speaking of the world of choirs, we have a very special guest in studio. It's Brian Ray. He is the founder and director and conductor of Choral Works, which was founded right here in Collingwood. And I remember a very beautiful moment, Brian, when Choral Works joined Elmer Eisler Singers on stage in 2019 to start off our Collingwood Music Festival. What an occasion that was.
That was a great night, Daniel.
Great night.
A great night. Welcome, Brian. Great to have you on the show. And it's so nice to reconnect. What is it, 3 years now?
It'll be 3 years in March.
3 years in March. Look at that. Time just flies by. And your musicians must be so excited to come back and play.
The singers are just delighted to put this concert on. And, you know, I wasn't sure when we started in September how they were going to react to coming back. And they came back. We've had some people move away, but we've had new members. And the choir is working extremely well. I think it'll be a wonderful concert on December the 3rd.
December the 3rd. And it's at St. Presbyterian Church, right in the heart of Collingwood.
Right.
Okay. For more information, go to choralworks.ca. You can also call their box office, 705-888-4444. Brian, you founded this ensemble.
Well, a group of singers in Collingwood came to me and said, Brian, we'd like to start a chamber choir to bring the great music that's been written to Collingwood. And I'm not sure of this, but they convinced me, and we've been going ever since. I mean, we do a major work every performance. You know, we've done Mozart Mass and the Vespere, Iste Confessore. And, you know, things like that. And we did Carmina Burana.
I remember that one. I saw all the flyers around town. Wow.
You know, we did it with two pianos. It was great. So, and they accept what I want to do, which is even more surprising.
Fantastic. Well, you're the boss.
I don't know about that. But
now, you take part as an organist as well in some of these productions?
No, I really don't play. I just conduct now. I mean,
conduct. Okay. Yeah. Now, you have a background as an organist. You were there at St. Michael's Cathedral in Toronto for 40 years.
Yeah, I was before they redid the cathedral. I mean, our plan was to put a new organ in, so they didn't do that. They redid the cathedral and put a new organ. It's a wonderful instrument.
The organ can wait. Right. wonderful. Well, this is a very exciting time. The Messiah coming up. Well, there's one we know very well. We play it almost daily on our show. Tell us how you feel about this upcoming performance. And for more information, check out the website choralworks.ca. That performance, if you're up in the Southern Georgian Bay area, is Saturday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in Collingwood.
Well, we're very fortunate. We have very fine solos. Jennifer Taverner is the soprano. The mezzo is Hilary Tufford, and Giles Tompkins is the bass, and you can find their resumes on our website if you wish. You know, and we also have an orchestra. David McFadden, who's the concert master of the Barry Symphony Orchestra, will be concert master, and he's putting the orchestra together. It'd be a wonderful evening.
Glorious.
Making music.
Yes.
And what else can you do besides the Messiah at Christmas time? Hallelujah chorus and all.
Isn't it amazing? The tradition, Well, I was telling our listeners yesterday, the premiere was in Dublin, 1742, and it really took a while until it entered North America. And he was in the early 19th century, I think 1818. And since then, it's become a holiday tradition.
Oh, it's a staple.
A staple. As we say, well, Handel pays our bills. But it was the Society of Boston, kind of like you did in Collingwood, just a way to get the singing, the sounds of a choir into the community. That's what the Handel and Haydn Society did of Boston, and it's become a staple of the diet ever since in Christmas.
It has. I guess the last time we did the Messiah was 2017 or 18, I'm not sure.
It's not too while ago. Not a while ago. Yeah.
It's been a while ago. When I suggested that, they said, Brian, can't we do it? No, let's do the Messiah. I said, great. You know, so we're very happy to do it. And the tickets are going extremely well.
Good.
There are few tickets left. I don't know how many at this stage, but there are a few, but not many. So if you want to get your tickets, get them at choralworks.ca. It gets you right into the website. Or you can use the phone number, which is 705-888-4454.
Tell us how the idea came about for Choral Works. When did you settle into Collingwood? It's also been quite a while.
Yeah, I retired and I came up here. Oh, I lived here for 15 years. Yep. And I did a couple of things. I played for 8 hands, 2 pianos at one point, and did that type of thing. And I did look at another choir, but they wanted to do things that I wasn't particularly, they wanted to do the lighter repertory, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But there was something missing. And I thought you should do classical music. Some of the most famous works ever written by wonderful composers, and we have to keep them alive because they're worthwhile doing, and they have all sorts of musical things that we can learn from, and we continue to learn. You know, Hallelujah Chorus is likely the most known, but some of the choruses that, you know, from the Mozart Coronation Mass, for instance, great music, and you do this with orchestra and soloists. I'm very fortunate that we were able to do this in Collingwood. Naturally, we need money. Everybody does. So if you have an odd check around, you can give it to choralworks.ca.
Wonderful. Choralworks.ca. Well, this is very exciting. We are very excited for you. And you've captured the essence of our show, too, to bring these masterworks to life, exactly what you're doing on December 3rd, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church in Collingwood. Don't miss it. It's been too long now.
It has.
And funny enough, Handel wrote this work in only 18 days.
Yeah, and it was premiered not in London, but in Ireland.
In Ireland, of all places. In fact, it created a scandal in London because it wasn't played at a church,
no.
But a theater.
No.
So, yeah, thanks for keeping this authenticity. First Presbyterian Church in Collingwood. Get your tickets now, choralworks.ca, or call 705-888-4454. Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Daniel, and we look forward to your festival in the summer.
We look forward to having Choral Works again.